to be powerless and hopeless and facing the impossible and overcome by the impossible. It's not in you. You were never created for that. And it just grates on you when you're in that situation. So rather than get in that and let it swallow us up and rewrite the book and create theology and try to make ourselves feel better now that we're already crushed because of what happened and try to make... Usually our doctrines and theologies have come out of our hurt to try to crop us up and make us feel a little better because we were so hurting. A lot of the things we say in the church, they're made up to protect us to feel a little better about a tough situation. I don't even want to give myself that opportunity. I want to get in this word and say, God, you sung it tonight. Take anything out of me that's hindering the power of God. Cause me to see what I need to see, but I must have this gospel flowing through me like a river. Yeah. And I refuse to back down. Yeah, but what about? Well, how come? Yeah, but you prayed for him and he died. So you can't tell me God heals everybody, because if he heals everybody, he would heal them. That is religion. That is doubt and unbelief. That is not what Jesus said when the epileptic boy was prayed for by his own 9 and he wasn't healed. Jesus said it was the corrupted thinking of man that gets in the way. He gets driven by need instead of covenant and love. And he gets his eyes on the circumstance and the pressure starts to be his ingenuity and motivation instead of the authority and power through Christ. Backwards thinking. So we want her healed so bad. We need her healed so bad. And we don't see it. And we start striving. We get into the way. Of the way. Does that make sense? Here's a good example. I use it all the time. We get told we have cancer and we're going to die. And we turn and pray to God from the perspective of a dying man with our fingers crossed, hoping God hears our prayer and we're one of the testimonies of deliverance. That is not even scriptural. It's not. You're not for sale. You're told you have cancer and you're going to die. You're no less the covenant child, blood bought, washed with the promises of God and the love of God than you were before you got that information. Why do we let that information supersede and override everything we've said we've believed all along? What Jesus taught in Matthew 17 is you turn to that situation and you speak from the position of covenant, not in a method, not just off a confession sheet, but because he's for you and not against you. He will never leave you or forsake you. And he says, be courageous, son, be bold, and look into the face of the giant and tell him this day. You get it? Yeah. Dave hates this testimony, so I'm going to just share it because I love him. You know which one it is, don't you?
It's not the one where I caught bigger fish than you.
No, no, no. No, that happens all the time. It's the one when I was taking a shower and found something in my body. You don't like that one. He's like, God, why has he got to tell and be so specific? Look, I had a thing growing in my behind. I'm telling you that because when you get those things in the mail, watch, watch. You're now over 40. It's medical knowledge. I'm not against it, but if you live for it and believe it and submit to it, you're deceived. It produces fear. It tells me that I'm susceptible to my aging instead of to his love in this covenant. Look, I might be 45 based on my birth certificate. I don't know that. I really don't, and I'm not in denial. I don't even think 45 age. I don't even know what that means. I'm just who I am in Christ. You know what I mean? I at five, a quarter of five, I passed y'all's house. Quarter of five, I jumped on my bicycle and zipped 15 miles before this service. Just jumped on there and took off. Don't think nothing of that. I didn't do it because I'm 45 and I'm trying to stay in shape. I just did it because I wanted to and I can because it's my privilege and I just did it. But you get these things in the mail. You are now age 40. You are more susceptible to this and this and this than at any other time of your life. And